We will continue to open up this data, not just for ourselves or for our company's benefit or anything like that. It's really the community's data, and we're very, very excited to open that up. And we feel like the data is very valuable and impactful when it's presented in these reports for the benefit of the entire podcast community. So that's our distinct privilege and our commitment to uphold those values.
Welcome to Between Two Mics.
I'm Zach.
And I'm Rock.
We're the co-founders of Squadcast.fm.
The best way to record remote interviews in studio quality like this one.
Here on Between Two Mics, we explore the challenges, opportunities, and new ideas with the people who are pushing the limits of what's possible in podcasting.
Hey, Rock.
What's up, Zach? How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for the Q3 of 2020 remote podcast stats report that we have the distinct privilege of sharing with the podcast community every quarter and also annually. And we just wrapped up Q3 and have some very interesting data to share in what is our second remote podcast stats report. So it's broken into three main sections, and we can dive deeper into the exciting pieces of that. But from your perspective, Rock, what's the data that jumps out to you the most?
Yeah. So what I love about this report is that it is the remote podcaster data that we get to see from the usage on Squadcast. So this is what you all are doing out there. So that's what I love, is like it kind of demystifies what people are saying or what people are thinking versus what's actually happening. And I think the biggest takeaway for me, which is I think very exciting for anybody that's creating content or audio content specifically, is that we really moved the needle recently with the increase in using headphones. That was one of the things that was pretty eye-opening in our data early on when we started putting together this report and tracking all these different types of metrics, if you will, is that we noticed most sessions, people were not using headphones when recording, which is something that everybody in the podcasting and audio recording world will say is a recommended best practice, especially when you're recording remotely. So to see that 61% of people that are recording on Squadcast were using headphones is a huge deal, because it was significantly less than that. I don't remember the exact number, but it was a flipped, at least, if not much more unevenly distributed between those that used headphones versus did not. So very exciting. And I just think it shows that there's evolution, transition, and us getting all acclimated to collaborating in this remote world and contact or communicating to each other all through stuff like Squadcast. So I'm excited about it. How about you?
Yeah, that's the big one for me as well. I mean, I can't really count or recall how many times I've asked people, like, please wear headphones. Like, if you can do one thing, it's not buy another audio interface or
you wrote
fancy
a blog
microphone.
About it.
I did, yeah. And I feel like I say it at every opportunity. So a little bit proud of myself for moving the needle there, if that's attributable to me to any degree, but or the work that we do. But I think it's also we've made some improvements to the app to communicate the importance of headphones and really do that proactive upfront check to see if you're wearing headphones or not, and recommending that. So that's a really exciting one. And you know, to look at the full picture of equipment that we see people use on Squadcast, like headphones versus speakers is a big one. Another is there's a lot of, you know, influencer marketing out there. There's a lot of kind of anecdotal best articles of the best microphones you can use to record your podcast from companies or from people or whatever it is. And that's really, you know, interesting content, but what we get to see is the reality of, okay, people are buying those microphones, what's actually being used here. And you know, blue microphones with the probably the Yeti and the Snowball and the Icicle. Those are all, you know, interesting devices. They're very popular. They're also, I can speculate, they're also very accessible. You can buy them at like Target and Best Buy, which I find fascinating. You can't necessarily buy an Audio Technica or a Samson microphone at those kind of retailers. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why, and we have seen a bit of a decrease there for Blue, but they're still the number one. And then on the camera side, we're seeing more third party kind of aftermarket cameras, like the built-in Apple FaceTime HD camera that's on a lot of laptops is still by far the number one, but we're seeing that go down a little bit from the last time, and an increase in Logitech devices and some of these other cameras. And I think it speaks to your point before about, you know, people actually working to improve the quality and have great experiences with remote conversations, because now that's the state of the world. So really interesting takeaways there, and we'll continue to keep a close eye on the equipment side of our data. And when it gets into the other two main sections, the rhythms of podcasting and the markets that we see, the different geographic regions. What's interesting to you there, Rock?
Honestly, not. It doesn't seem like anything changed a whole lot compared to previous quarters that we've ran this report. For example, the outside of the U.S., the top three podcasting markets that we see still are the U.K., Canada, and Australia. However, what is exciting is you'll start to see that some of these other countries are starting to get a little darker blue, so more representation. So we're seeing that in countries like India, Mexico, and Brazil. And that is something that we've kind of been seeing ourselves just on the front lines interacting with podcasters. We get, you know, we have the privilege of people that are reaching out that are like the Dave Jacksons or the Harry Durans or whatever of Brazil or India. We have the privilege of them reaching out and telling us about what's going on in those local markets. So it's not a surprise. It would be awesome to see it get more darker. I think if I'm putting on my my prediction hat, that I fully expect those to be represented a little bit better, and potentially some in East Asia too. It sounds like countries like Malaysia, they have like in Korea, they have a pretty awesome podcasting scene. It's getting there. It's just, we're a little bit ahead in the U.S. As far as like where we're at in the podcasting journey. But yeah, nothing too much. I mean, California on a state or country basis, rather, California and New York still continue to dominate representation as far as our country goes. Texas and Florida really getting more representation as well as Washington. So I don't think that's too outside of my expectations. Anything stick out to you?
I think what's interesting is the is what you shared, you know, middle of the day, and then the geographic places you kind of would expect, but some trends kind of coming towards more broad, diverse representation geographically. But the time spent recording versus like in session, right? And to speculate a bit, while they're in session and not recording, that's prime networking time, right? So that's how I look at the the 27%, excuse me, of session time spent actually producing and recording kind of on the record. The remainder, the bookends there is prime networking time. And that's something, again, that we advocate for. I think it's a real interesting part of the value proposition of podcasting and doing these interviews with people, connecting with thought leaders and deepening those connections, not just on the microphone while you're recording, but also before and after. So I think that's something that if you're not using that time for, you know, networking and connecting with your guests and deepening that relationship, that's prime real estate that you have to really deepen those connections. So I think that's a pretty good lap around this quarter, just one quarter of the year. So not a whole lot to unpack, but We're also excited about the next version of this report, which will be the full 2020 look at the year. And because we did this for the first time looking backwards at 2019, we'll be able to have our first set of comparisons, which is really exciting, as well as some emerging partnerships with companies like ourselves that have a similar methodology and focus on not just the consumer side of podcasting where there's a ton of data, but on the creator side is really where this report shines. So that's very exciting to correlate some of our data with some of our partner data, as well as, you know, a full look at the year 2020. In a lot of ways, you know, I've heard other, if I can borrow a term I've heard others use, is, you know, in some ways is a real dumpster fire. And, you know, in other ways we've seen, remote creativity and remote content production really, really picking up and keeping people, connected in these hard times. So really exciting to see what the full scope of that year looks like. And just to recap here on the methodology used for these reports, you know, we take we really value and take our customers' privacy and security very seriously. So all of the data featured in these reports is anonymized, as well as is a statistically significant volume of data, and you know, that will be true going forward. And we will continue to open up this data, not just for ourselves or for our company's benefit or anything like that. It's really the community's data, and we're very, very excited to open that up. And we feel like the data is very valuable and impactful when it's presented in these reports for the benefit of the entire podcast community. So that's our distinct privilege and, you know, our commitment to uphold those values.
I'm glad you covered that. That was one thing I wanted to make sure, just for the folks that maybe this is their first time interacting with this report. Just wanted them to know where this is coming from, what we're doing with it. Another shout out to the Squadcast blog. There's a blog post we did on Can You Trust Squadcast? So a little bit more information on our kind of beliefs and values when it comes to data and privacy and stuff like that, just if you're curious. But thanks for covering that, Zach. I appreciate it.
It's important, right? We could have just made up these numbers, I guess, but they're rooted in reality and you know, uphold those values, like I said. So it's very exciting. And please let us know if there's a company you think we should partner with or additional data you think we should be releasing in these reports. Let us know. Hit us up on social media at SquadcastFM. You can find the report on our website under Remote Podcast Stats, and we'll have a full, beautiful PDF of the report along with this episode, and a letter from myself about the report and some more detail there. And stay tuned for the full 2020 recap that's right around the corner. So. I think with that, you know, we'll call this episode done.
Peace out.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
This has been another episode of Between Two Mics with Zach and Rock from Squadcast.
The best way to record remote podcast interviews like today's in studio quality.
Visit bit.ly/squadpod to check out our resources page where you can download your free remote interview checklist.